with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, March 17th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, a coaching change has been made at Lamar's Community School. The Bulldog Boys soccer program has a new head coach for their second varsity season. Blake Ferringer takes over the program from Ben Vonheter, who coached the Bulldogs to a 2-13 record in their inaugural varsity campaign last year before taking a job with the Norwalk Community School District. Ferringer is a graduate from Wayne State College and has been an industrial technology teacher in the middle and high school here at Lamar's Community. Again, Lamar's new head coach is Blake Ferringer. The Bulldogs will have their first contest this season on March 31st at MOC Floyd Valley. Let's take a look at some college basketball tournament scores from yesterday with the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament getting underway. In Des Moines, there were four games to take place. It started with the top seed in the field, Kansas, taking down Howard 96-68. And then the Fighting Caleb Kleins, or otherwise known as the Razorbacks of Arkansas, they defeated Illinois 73-63. So Caleb Klein remains with a very solid record at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Razorbacks will move on and face Kansas in the next round. It was Texas, the 2 seed. They took down 15-seeded Colgate 81-61. And the Longhorns will face the Nittany Lions of Penn State as they defeated Texas A&M 76-59. All those Division I tournament scores from Des Moines yesterday. And also in the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, the Iowa Hawkeyes fell to Auburn, and the Tiger defense and toughness overwhelmed the Hawkeyes. Another early exit in the books for the Hawkeye men in the tournament as they trimmed a 17-point Tiger lead to 4, but got no closer in an 83-75 loss in Birmingham, Alabama. Iowa shot only 41% and finished 7 of 27 from three-point range as Auburn took advantage of the partisan crowd.
Every game in our league is a hostile road environment. So it cannot be an excuse, nor would we want to make it one. We were right there, and you have to give credit to your opponent.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says where the game was played was not a factor.
Looking at the schedule that we had, and looking at how tough our conference is, we just want to get in the tournament. We want to be one of the teams that's in it. And I think once that happens, you have to take the mindset of we'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere. And I think that has to be your mindset.
Auburn now moves on to face Houston in the round of 32. Other scores of note in the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, the Summit League champion Eagles of Oral Roberts, they fell to a perennial power in the Duke Blue Devils 74-51. And some upsets of note. It was 13-seed Furman defeating the 4-seed Cavaliers of Virginia 68-67. And we get another 15-seed to move on. Maybe the Cinderella story of the tournament. The Princeton Tigers took down Arizona, the 2-seed 59-55 in the men's basketball tournament yesterday. And taking a look at the sports schedule for today, we are happy to report that we have our first high school spring sporting event for a Plymouth County school today. The Hinton track teams are heading to Wayne America for a Wayne State College indoor meet with some Nebraska high school squads. Best of luck to the Hinton track team, and we hope for some good news and some good results in the first indoor meet of the season. Again, that officially would kick off Plymouth County High School spring sports, and thank goodness for indoor track. Otherwise, we'd be waiting a while for the spring season to get underway. Also on the sports schedule today at the NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament, that's at the Tyson Event Center in downtown Sioux City. The semifinal rounds take place as unbeaten and overall number one seed Central Methodist will take on the defending champion Saints of Thomas More. That tip-off will be at 6 o'clock at the Tyson Event Center. And then at 8 o'clock, it's going to be a battle of a couple of underdogs. Second-seeded Clark University from Dubuque is going to take on the 6th-seed Trojans of Dakota State University in Madison. Again, that's the 8 o'clock tip. Thomas More and Central Methodist are at 6 o'clock at the Tyson Event Center in downtown Sioux City. And in the men's basketball national tournament today, the Iowa State Cyclones take on the Pittsburgh Panthers, and Iowa State coach T.J. Altzelberger feels the Cyclones are ready for the NCAA tournament. After stumbling down the stretch of the regular season, the Cyclones will take a 19-13 record into Friday's first-round game in Greensboro, North Carolina against Pitt.
We were able to remind our guys the hard work they do every day, and that being the more together team, being more connected, more unified this time of the year allows you to, you know, give yourself a chance to be successful.
Game's this afternoon at 2:10, and you can listen to the game on our sister station, Y Country 101.3. Also in men's basketball tournament action, the Creighton Blue Jays take on North Carolina State. That's a 6-11 matchup. And it is Miami, the 5-seed, taking on the 12th-seeded Drake Bulldogs, who will look to post an upset tonight when the Bulldogs play the Hurricanes in the opening round of the tournament in Albany, New York. The combination of senior guard Roman Penn and sophomore forward Tucker DeVries have led the Bulldogs to 13 wins in their last 14 games.
I felt like throughout the year, you know, we've had games where one or both of them have had tough nights, but we've had plenty of other guys on our roster that can fill the void. So we don't care how it plays out tomorrow. It's just about us trying to play well and collectively, you know, figure out a way to try to win a game.
That's Drake head coach Darren DeVries. Tip off for the Bulldogs and the Hurricanes is at 6:25 later tonight. And in the NCAA Division I women's basketball tournament, that gets started today. And it gets started in Iowa City as the third-ranked Hawkeye women open the tournament this afternoon against Southeast Louisiana. The Hawkeyes are the 2-seed in the Seattle region, and Carver Hawkeye sold out quickly when the field was set.
You never take for granted getting to run out onto a court with 15,000 people screaming for you. And, you know, we talk about we need to use that to our advantage. And I think, you know, that also helped in our run of the Big Ten tournament. You know, it was basically a crowd all for the Hawkeyes. So it certainly kind of gives you a little edge there. So being able to use that is super important.
And that's the unanimous first team All-American guard, Caitlin Clark. And the Hawkeyes tip off at 3:00 this afternoon. In other women's basketball tournament action, it is Georgia taking on Florida State. That's the other game in Iowa City today. The Creighton Blue Jays match up with Mississippi State. That's a 6-11 matchup. And South Dakota State is a 9-seed in the bracket. They are taking on the USC Trojans in the round of 64, the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball National Tournament. For more sports news, check out KLAM1410.com, including some sports scores and results. Hopefully we'll have those for you once Hinton Track is done at the Wayne State College Indoor. We'll hope to have those on our sports scores and results page later on tonight or sometime this weekend. So check that out at KLAM1410.com, or you can follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.